It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mike. What are we doing?
Well, let's start this thing off and give people a chance to win $1,000.
Science. No?
No, I don't know.
It is science.
Oh.
I was loading up my code word. Sorry. It is science. Text the word science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, to 72881. Science. Text that to 72881. And you're registered in the Tickets Give and Go contest. You'll have another chance to top it next hour with a new word. But the word this hour is science. It's brought to you by Anna Jarn Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-33. That put
3733. Jesus.
Wow.
And the question is like, obviously, the first thing I go to is I screwed up because that's what
No, I screwed up.
But now you've lately, a couple times, you've had some issues. But
yeah,
it's okay.
What you going to do?
Duarte is blowing up my phone because he wants to go find Leroy and get retribution for calling him a loose tumor.
Hey, check this out.
So tell him to call in.
Hey, check this out. You don't have to find me. Just tell me where to be.
Oh!
Whoa.
What are we doing here?
Damn.
I don't know.
He ain't never got to look for me.
He works out. He works
you
out.
You ain't
man.
Ever got to look for me.
Works out. Yeah. He does those Icelandic triathlons or whatever the hell he does.
Check this out. We ain't running.
Yeah, this ain't an axe throwing
contest. We ain't running distance. We ain't chopping wood. We ain't doing none of that. What's up?
Tell Ragnar to calm down.
Yeah.
But then this comes into the text machine, NunezLaw.com text machine. Robbie, is Zach Duarte light at times?
No. That's not true at all.
Oh, that's a bad look, Robbie.
You heard them together? They sound like the Super Twins.
I haven't heard them together. I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
Well, I dream of the day that both you, Leroy, and myself are out, and it's the Robbie and Tobin show.
Oh, boy.
Like, how much trouble could be gotten into during those 3 hours?
It won't be any arguments.
That's not true. I disagree with Tobin on a lot of things.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Like what? Name one.
We're way more balanced than you guys give us
name
credit for.
Name one major thing.
I'm sure we
that you disagree on.
I know. I've disagreed on them several times.
No. Name one major thing, not like little nuanced arguments.
We had it the other day. He was talking about how that last inbounds play by the Heat was a good play, which is bad execution. And I was telling him, no, it was a bad play call from the beginning.
Right.
We had an argument.
We really butted heads over that.
That was like one play. I'm talking about like a major, like a major subject. Like
you mean like a sticking point of character and life?
Yes, exactly.
Tons of stuff, man.
No. You are the same. No, you're the same.
No, that's not true. Samesies.
That's not true.
Samesies.
It's not samesies. We're two different people.
No.
I wish you would stop saying that.
Samesies.
Let's get the headlines with your blasphemy.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
We got into arguments about the Heat's defense last year. I was saying they gave up way too many threes, and he was telling me I was an idiot.
That didn't happen.
The playoffs against the Sixers.
Those are lies. The Heat played tonight.
I just think it's ridiculous, Robbie. Like, you had Marco Bellinelli doing fadeaways he's Kobe. Kobe Bryant. What are you talking about? It's their defense. Would you let that chain-smoking rat, would you let him? I mean, I would let him take those shots all night.
It just so happens he
turns into Italian Larry Bird every time he faces the Heat, no matter what jersey he's wearing.
He got in a groove.
Ridiculous.
He
got in a groove.
Jesus.
See, there you go.
See? It's a completely different people.
Samesies. Celtics at Heat tonight. Heat hosting the Celtics. 7 p.m. tip time, people. Getting your seats on time.
Code word for Sully and Murphs.
No, it's not. 6 p.m. I'm a Heat fan through and through. Might have my Scary Terry shirt on at home.
The only thing I love about the Heat is white hot.
You got anything else?
I hate them. I can't wait for tonight's game. Brad Stevens' stupid face.
Are you putting mayo on the empanada?
What? Where did that come from?
Adrian put on hot sauce and mayo on his empanada.
Well, he's like a weird dude, man. He's got like Trini Indian background, so it's just like he's all over the world. He's worldly.
I like him because he doesn't feel like he has to talk.
Hey, man, what's going on with what's going on with this offense coordinator thing?
Wait, hold on 1 second. I just want to tell everyone the broadcast tonight for the Celtics Heat is 6 o'clock right here on the ticket.
Everybody knows it's an hour before tip-off.
Okay, 9 o'clock we have the Panthers at Edmonton. You can hear that on WQAM.
They've packed it up.
The Panthers?
Yeah, it's over.
Reimer. It's all about Reimer now.
No, Reimer sucks, bro.
Well, didn't they just get a new goaltender or something? Or are they going to? Or did I see some rumor?
Nope, they got an old goaltender.
Oh. Okay. On the
look, I mean, respect to the legend of Luongo, but Jesus, stop some pucks.
So, on the offensive coordinator situation.
Oh, we forgot a major disagreement that me and Tobin had.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a very style-oriented, and I'm more substance-oriented. Huge disagreements.
So
that's
you
true.
We just, early in the show, he said he'd rather have the turnover chain than 12 wins. I said I'd rather have 12 wins. Huge disagreement.
Yeah.
That's a nuanced argument.
I suppose I could be talked into 12 wins. I mean, if as long as you're winning, cool. But I really like that turnover chain.
Does Tobin also believe that stats are stats and facts are facts?
He doesn't believe that.
No, I do. I mean, like, I respect when Robbie brings the facts. Some facts I will disagree with. But for the most part, I don't have a problem with that. Now he enjoyed the Dolphins' 13-7 win over the Jets.
Yes.
That I thought was putrid. It was a waste of my time.
Hey, do you also believe that science is science?
That's not an argument. That's just science is science. Nobody can argue that. You can put 100 people in the room and 100 people are going to agree.
No. There's people that wouldn't agree.
No, I mean,
it's a code word.
You have a guy playing point guard tonight for the Celtics who people sold him science is science, and he's like, nah, flat earth. Oh, that thing that I walked into the classroom with, you know, that was round? Nah, lie. It's flat. So, not everybody is boxed in by that. I mean, we wish they were, but not all the time. Because Kyrie Irving could just come in over our heads. He could do the crossover Joe and be like, flat earth.
All right. On the offensive coordinator situation. So there was a report this morning that by 24/7 that T. Martin was going to be the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And I think that's been since been debunked by like Football Scoop or one of those sites and The Buzz. And someone told me that the reason why that was out there is because if Richt had stayed on, and remember, our boy Dillingham already took the Auburn job, that he would go after T. Martin as his offensive coordinator. But since he's not here, that's no longer a thing. So we're still looking at Major Applewhite. Now, there's a couple situations with Jalen Hurts in the transfer portal, but also with Ohio State quarterback Tate Martell in the transfer portal. Now, Jalen Hurts could play next year. Tate Martell would have to redshirt. You could get them both. Tate Martell's buddies with Brevin Jordan and recent Miami transfer Bubba Bolden.
Okay.
I know they're a much better program than the Canes, Ohio State, right now, but you're telling me I want the third guy from Ohio State? Because you're not getting the guy who's there for the draft. You're not going to get the guy who's starting.
Tate Martell was the second, multi-purpose quarterback? What do you call it?
Dual threat
quarterback.
Bro, number three is on the roster.
No. I just looked at the list. It was number seven was Nikosi.
What was Jaren Williams?
Different years,
so I don't know.
I don't care. Tell me what his ranking was.
Oh, Jesus. Now you want me to pull up web pages and
no.
do work.
Here's it.
I bet you.
See how people do
I know
things?
One of those guys was top three.
He did it to make his point. So he didn't check all the quarterbacks.
I'll look it up my damn self.
No, I just looked up where Tate Martell was, and he was the same year as
I don't give a rat's ass about Tate Martell.
Well, you should. And he's going to come in and he's going to be amazing.
You got to tell me a guy who won a national championship. We'll talk. I know it's not the most you want to talk about style. It ain't the most pleasing style in the world.
Jalen Hurts?
No, but at least you can respect. Like, that guy's been on the big stage. You want a guy who's going to steady some things for you?
Yeah.
For sure.
Jaren
He's
Williams
not come
was,
and thrown it to the
Jaren
other team.
Williams was the fifth pro-style
right, so what are we
quarterback
talking? Okay.
Behind Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, so he's number five. What are we talking about? You're swooning over an Ohio State quarterback who was ranked number three?
Number two, dual threat.
All right. Good talk.
Did you know if that Ohio State guy comes, and Jaren Williams probably transfers? He's not going to wait around.
No, I say Nikosi transfers.
They might both.
Both? You know what? C'est la vie.
Really?
Really.
Wait. Was it less than 7 months ago everybody was talking about how much he needed to
play? I don't
know
if Nicosi Perry's transfer. He's got that UM tattoo on him.
I don't know. We saw that. Remember Kirby Freeman had the UM tattoo, and then he tried to make it into like some God only knows what he went to Baylor.
I don't want these guys to leave. I kind of want to see what they do with good coaching. The coach was a bum. He was a bum who packed it in and quit.
Can I ask you a question?
He's a nice
this
guy.
This is an honest question.
Him a bum?
Why is the team's failure?
I'm not about feelings.
Why is
nice
the team's
guy.
Failures always coaching?
Because
it's quite possible that the players aren't that good.
Who gets paid the $4 million?
What if the players aren't good?
I'm gonna come here and take a flamethrower to these kids who are playing free football.
Let me explain something to you. Good players can make a bad coach look good.
But a great
coach can't make a bad player look good.
These coaches got mad at Coach
Perry. No, that's reality.
They got mad at him for having a grand on his pants. Get out of here.
That wasn't a grand, dude.
It was grand. It was all singles.
That was way more than a grand.
Not a grand.
It was a bunch of singles.
Bro.
No, it wasn't.
Bro.
That was not a grand.
I saw.
If that's a grand, go get me one. Go get me one of them grands.
I'm pretty sure it was remember the Manny Pacquiao video I showed you?
Yeah.
He had that stacks of cash. And like, Manny, there's a huge line outside. It was, you're going to need like 600 million pesos to pay them all. Damn, I don't know if I have that much.
I have some Jaguars news.
All right.
Jaguars and Leonard Fournette are going to meet to clear the air.
Whoa.
What is it clearing the air about?
Clear his hamstrings.
He's always hurt.
He's going to meet with Executive Vice President Tom Coughlin.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something.
So that things can head in the right direction.
Hey, Leonard, sit down. Leonard, you were here on time, and you weren't 15 minutes early, which means you're late. I remember back in 47 when we ran the wishbone.
This guy's 100 years old. His face is falling off.
His face is so red.
You know, I loved
it
him
can't
so,
still be red.
I loved him so much, but he believed in Blake Bortles, and so for that, he cannot be forgiven. I don't care if he established football in
so,
Jacksonville.
So let me ask you this.
Yep.
Would you like Kyler Murray to be a
would wait, I like wait. Kyler Murray?
He texted last night. He was what swooning.
If I give you, what if I give you Teddy Bridgewater?
I have a choice?
Yeah.
No.
Teddy Bridgewater? I'm not swooning, but I'm happy.
Okay. So you're like, well, look, everybody got all excited about Teddy Bridgewater.
He's all right.
No.
Nope.
No.
He was before injury. Injury.
Exactly.
No, he had a good, second year.
No, he didn't.
He had a good second year.
No, he didn't.
Really? Okay, so why does Minnesota act like the franchise got killed?
Pull it
I know the numbers weren't fantastic,
because
but it was
a good
year.
Because he was their starting quarterback. Anytime your starting quarterback gets hurt, it's a check.
I would be excited if my quarterback in the second year put up that kind of season for me.
Go look at the numbers.
I got it right in front of me.
Go.
14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He did go 11-5 that year.
How many yards?
3,231 yards.
Oh, well, hold on.
Okay, so wait. How many yards rushing did he have?
Hold on. So let me get this straight. You two guys, and this is something we disagree on, Mr. Results 1 and Results 2, who have been yelling at me about the results the last few days, okay?
Right.
He goes 11-5. That's not good enough for you.
By the way, he had 192.
Pick a side. Pick a side of an argument.
Yards,
what matters? What matters? Record
rushing.
Or process?
You did
you gotta pick.
8 fumbles.
I've always said the record.
Okay.
But what I'm saying
is... Brian Tannehill's never had an 11-win season in his career.
It still doesn't matter, though, if you're talking about a guy that threw for 3,000 yards and was 14-9.
Hold on. You just boxed yourself in.
No, I didn't.
You did. Because you've been sitting on this radio show now telling me that results, record,
no,
record, record.
What I said
and
is
now
this.
You're telling me that
hold
it's
on.
Record, but it's also the whole story,
no.
Which is what I've been arguing with Adam Gase
No.
Boxed
what,
in. Point for me.
What,
let's roll.
What I say about Adam Gase is, is if you're supposed to be the worst team in the league and you get 7 wins, do you get credit for that?
No, because it's just people predicting things. Like, we were all sitting here saying, they're really the 32nd team in the league?
No, we didn't mock them. Okay. Now, what I'm saying is would you call a guy, random guy, no name to it, 3,000 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 9 picks? Is that a franchise quarterback?
In his second year?
In his second year.
And he went 11-5?
Yeah.
And took care of the football?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not taking care of the football.
Second year.
14-9. He had 14 touchdowns as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Who was his running back?
I'm sure it was Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
He had Adrian Peterson.
I'm pretty sure it was prime Adrian Peterson.
Wait, Adrian Peterson? Wait.
I'd be so mad if you tried to throw 20 touchdowns.
He had Adrian Peterson, and he still threw 9 picks.
He had Adrian Peterson, and they won 11 games. That's a good recipe for success.
That was Adrian Peterson's comeback year. After he was suspended the year before, he came back and had, like, that monster.
Oh, he was
He had, like, 2,000 yards.
Why would you ever throw the football?
Actually, he had 1,400 this year.
Okay, even when he threw the ball, he was throwing it to the other team.
All right, well, take it from me. I would rather take a guy, a game manager, a legit game manager, and not some hocus-pocus loser like Blake Bortles. I would much rather have Teddy Bridgewater as the
quarterback. Blake Bortles threw for 40,000-plus yards and 27.
It was garbage time. They were 2-14. Every game, they were down 20 points, and they'd finish down 10. I watched every game. It was miserable.
Okay, but the numbers have to mean something, right?
They don't. Why? You just told me they didn't. You said that results matter. You know what the results were? They were the worst. You have to pick a side on this.
I'm picking a side.
You are not. You are playing both sides of the fence.
Someone texted.
You are a fence player.
NunezLaw.com text line.
If you were in the orchestra, your instrument would be the fence.
NunezLaw.com text line. Someone needs to adjust Leroy's mic. He sounds pretty muffled inside that box he's in.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. So right now.
Yeah.
Let me get
right
this
right now
straight.
You are in a box.
No. What you're telling me right now.
What you're telling me right now. Since I'm in a box. I'm going to talk about it in a box. What you're telling me right now is that you think Teddy Bridgewater, because he was 11-5, is a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
Yes. Let me tell you something right now. No. Leroy Horde, you cannot leave. If Ryan Tannehill had an 11-win year anywhere in his resume, you would use that nonstop in your defense of Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, he'd be so over the top.
I don't defend Ryan
a guy
Tannehill.
Who wanted, let me get this straight. A guy who won you 11 games, you want to get rid of him? I can see it now.
Oh, my God. He'd be, as we would say in Yiddish, he'd be hulishing over Ryan Tannehill.
Bring up how many games Aaron Rodgers won this year. Bring it up. That you would kill me with that. I know your arsenal.
Really?
I do.
Really?
I do.
So, let me understand. I'm going to say it calmly. So you're saying that if anybody has an opportunity to get Teddy Bridgewater, they should get him.
Yes. Unless you have the number one pick and get Kyler Murray, which I would prefer. Because I am still scared about the knee.
All right. Why did everybody hate Alex Smith so much?
Because number one, he was the number one pick. I think that had to do with it. Also, tiny hands. People used to really get on Alex Smith for his tiny hands. It was a thing.
What?
Yeah.
It was.
Look it up. Tiny hands. Back after this.
Ah! Watch me!
That's one of my favorite artifacts here at the Hard Rock. I love the James Brown suits.
Yeah. Culpepper had tiny hands.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really? That surprises me. He's a big dude.
Really big.
Really big. His tiny hands?
Let me tell you something. I got soul, and I'm super bad. If he walked in here right now and you didn't know who it was, you say he played D-line.
Oh, man.
Has anyone seen him lately?
Yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
Yeah, because he seems like a guy.
Month ago?
Does he, has he, beasted up?
Hey, let me tell you, the only difference between him and you is he's taller.
Oh.
Hey, the ticket invites you to join our sister station, Kiss Country, the 34th annual Chili Cook-Off, powered by Ford. It is coming January 26th to CB Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Headliners include Brooks and Dunn, Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, and many more. You guys can get your tickets now at theticketmiami.com. We got Heat basketball tonight. Heat are taking on the Celtics. Brad Stevens is in town, wildly overrated. But his team is riding a 4-game win streak to kick the crap out of the Pacers last night. They are starting to roll a little bit after what was a pretty tumultuous start for them.
Didn't they do like one of those players-only meetings or had something like that? They had some intervention.
You tell me, Sully. You're the Celtics fan.
I'm not.
They had a Sully's only meeting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sully's only.
They love you. Love the Celtics.
That should be a website. I mean, that should so be a website. Sullysonly.com.
Somebody said they saw him at a high school basketball game. He was pushing 400. Oh. He's not that big. He's big.
I don't know. How tall is he?
6'4".
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Somebody said, would Leroy prefer his box in oak or fine mahogany? Please only refer to Leroy the rest of the show as mailboxes, etc. Just slap a handle with care sticker on his back.
Look, man, I didn't want to box you in, but you just walked into it. I don't know what to tell you.
The only reason why you don't get boxed in because you go to break right before it happens. Yeah. Every time.
You
don't.
You tell me. I'll let you continue. How was I going to get boxed in?
No, it doesn't matter. See, here's the thing. There is no situation where you can get boxed in because I could say boxed in and you could say, no, I'm not. Go to break.
That's not true.
Yeah, yes,
I would have to wear the box. You can't just say I'm not boxed in. Yeah, you have to prove your way out of the box.
No.
I honor the box system.
No, you don't. You do not honor the box system.
This is a perfect example right here.
Under no circumstances do you
hire the box system. I'm just lying in front of all these people.
I honor the box system. When have I not honored it? When's the last time?
When you're in it?
When's the last time you ever boxed me in? Never doesn't happen.
Really? You changed your mind after 3 minutes yesterday.
That was last Friday about the Jimmy Butler thing. I said we dodged a bullet, and then I just went on to say, hey, maybe a deal could be struck. But I was just throwing it out there. I wasn't boxed in.
That's the other way. That's him and Robbie. They got to get out of the box free card. They say, I was just throwing it out there. That's what we do. We just throw things out there.
Wait, we're scientists. That's what scientists do. They throw stuff out there. They mix chemicals together and see if it works. If it doesn't work, they got to scrap it and try something new.
Except in science, it's called a hypothesis.
Correct.
There's no way we end this show without me getting punched in the face. he just balled up a fist.
Throwing it out there is a hypothesis.
Did he just use the word hypothesis to explain?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I like this.
I hypothesize on sports takes all the time.
You know what? Wait, Robin
you
Hollywood.
You guys, you know what you're like? You're like when the goblin gave himself the shot when he was supposed to test it on animals. You guys have given yourself some of those chemicals.
I'm pretty sure Albert Einstein said, you know what? Throwing this out there, E equals MC squared. And he put it together.
Give him a point, please.
Point.
Point for Robbie.
Oh, man.
Whatchamacallit? I don't know. Robin Hollywood is an incessant texter that just does not stop.
Yeah,
but he finally came in with one that deserves some attention. I like my new nickname he gave me, Brian the Bust London.
Hey, look, the Marlins are reported discussing JT Realmuto with 6 teams. How have they been talking for 6 months and they're down to 6 teams? Like, what did it start with 30?
I mean, everybody needs a catcher.
They have an easier cut down for the Hall of Fame. 6 teams. It's just Mike Hill. He's just like, I really don't want to screw this one up. Let's call back the Braves. All right, Braves, I like that. I'm gonna call the Astros, see what they got. And he just can't make a choice. JT Realmuto has to be furious. Just tell me what team I'm on already.
He's the one that caused all this. You know?
Yeah, I mean it is fair. He did one out. His agent had a little temper tantrum to Buster Olney. But hey, I mean, like if they're gonna do it, let's do it already. It's enough.
I mean. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal with the JT Realmuto thing?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny. Like, they're down to 6 teams. The spring training is like a week away.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Does it matter if he's here or not?
No, they're going to stink. They're going to stink no matter what.
That's my point. Like.
But doesn't it feel like Mike Hill, who's had a lot of whiffs? I mean, a lot of whiffs.
Do you think?
Do I think what?
That he was the guy making all these decisions?
Well, that's my thing with the Vance Joseph thing. You got these eyes on guys the whole time, and that's why I want fresh eyes. I thought Jeets was going to be the fresh eyes, but he never goes to winter meetings. He's always busy playing golf or Monday Night Football or who God knows who what. I'd be fine with the rebuild, but I want to rebuild with new people. And Jeets is like, go do it, Mike Hill. And I'm like, no, I don't care. If Mike Hill was only making the photocopies with the Miguel Cabrera trade, he was in the room. He was listening to Larry Beinfest's ideas through osmosis. Samson was there. I don't like it.
I want fresh eyes, Leroy.
I got to tell you that you clowns, I don't know who's on the road with this nonsense, but here it goes. Einstein's original formula was E equals MC, but he needed to be boxed in before he realized it was squared.
Boy for Dexter. That's well done.
Point for Dexter.
Let's all be clear. Under no circumstances are any of us talking trash on the radio gonna ever be using that formula, let alone talking about it. So the fact that we're even talking about Einstein is hilarious.
Somebody also texted in. They said, hey, guys, McCarthy an option for the Dolphins? Just want your opinion on him.
Nope.
Nope.
He's taking a year off. And if he can't win a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowls with Aaron Rodgers, what do you think is going to happen when he gets here with Ryan Tannehill?
He won. It's not good enough.
Tannehill's not coming back, right?
No.
You got to keep him until you can get somebody else?
No, he's not. He's not back.
You got to keep him until you can get somebody else.
No, you don't. Foles.
Yeah. David, or what about Fields?
He's under contract for one more year.
Nick Foles?
Yeah, he has a team option for like $20 million.
Yeah, they're not gonna pay him that.
What about? It seems like Philly's gonna get rid of one of their quarterbacks. No.
They're gonna get rid of one of them for sure.
But to be honest with you, like if you're Nick Foles and you go on another run with this thing, I mean, come on, what are we doing?
Wait, but here's what's most amazing: the Eagles keep trying to get rid of him.
I know, but
would you take Nick Foles
here?
Yes.
Because wait, here
it's
if
an
the
upgrade.
Team
it's an upgrade.
If he say if he goes on another run, the team that's trying to get rid of you knows something.
You know what I'd rather
There's a
do?
Reason why they don't want him as a quarterback.
You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather see what they want for Carson Wentz. Because I feel like Nick Foles is only gonna succeed in Philly.
What about the injury situation?
And he's a
but
champion.
But that's not his problem. That's not the Eagles' problem. Their guys wins.
Yeah, I know the guy is.
He is injury prone.
But even still, like I would if he's won a Super Bowl for you, and he's on another run where he got you back into the playoff run, it's kind of like your guy. Like if I was a Philly fan, like I would just appreciate that guy and all the winning he's done for me.
No, dude, guess what? That's not how it works. Like you have your moments, you have your moment, but if you ain't their guy, you ain't their guy.
Yeah, but he's definitely not going to be the guy here. Oh. You imagine that, Nick Foles? If Nick Foles goes to, like, regular Nick Foles, and he's on the Dolphins? How the Dolphins?
That's what happens.
Dolphin fans are going to be like.
The slippers come off, the carriage turns back into a pumpkin, and we get that guy.
Yeah.
Like, remember, everybody blasted Jay Fiedler, who was probably one of the most consistent quarterbacks the Dolphins had since Dan Marino.
Correct.
Right? But you booed him the whole time he was here.
Another guy who failed and went to the Jets, by the way.
But because everybody thought they were going to get the 62-point Jay Fiedler, that came up here with Jacksonville.
In fairness, though, it was in mop-up duty.
Yeah, the work was already done with Mark Brunell.
Jaguars already put it on him.
Okay,
but nobody look. It's hard. How many franchises get to do the Colts or the Packers where you replace a legend with an all-pro? Like how many times does that happen? Like
I mean, it happened in San Francisco.
Good one.
Replace him with a new Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Happened in Green Bay.
Yep, I said that.
Yeah.
And Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, right, yeah.
But in
the other two situations, the guys were sitting on the bench. Like, I mean, Indy was so bad one year because Peyton was hurt that they ended up with the first pick.
Yeah.
It never happens like that. That's the only time that's happened like that, where you get a first pick, you pick Peyton Manning, then he breaks his neck or he has to have four surgeries,
and look,
you're terrible, and then you get the next Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and look how good those guys had to be. It's probably what annoyed Belichick. He's like, hey, man, look, I actually got a guy here in Garoppolo I think can actually be the replacement long term.
We don't even know.
And you want to go with a 50-year-old.
Right.
I mean, why else? Of course he's frustrated.
Well, you got to have some loyalty, don't you think?
I agree.
You don't seem like the loyalty guy.
It's not true. I don't ever say a bad thing about Dwayne Wade when the game is going on. Never. He takes a clunker shot. I'll go get a soda. What? What is that? Why are you putting your microphone away? The Cavaliers thing doesn't count because that was disloyal. He could have gone to a boatload of teams.
Why do you change the situation to say it doesn't count?
I don't
it counts.
No.
I remember all that bad mouthing you did to D-Wade when he went to Cleveland.
It was blasphemy. He knew that hurt. And they treated him like garbage. I knew they would treat him like garbage.
They didn't even give him his jersey number.
They're garbage fans. Yeah, he had to give up his number to Isaiah Thomas.
Who didn't play like the first 2 months of the season?
Who, by the way, got a jersey in the last jersey exchange. So sweet to him.
Can we look at Foles for the Dolphins and say that's fool's goal?
I wouldn't go Foles. Like, no. No.
It's fool's goal. Like, yeah, you think it's going to work, but no.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're going to get bit hard on that one.
Okay. Foles or Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Foles.
Foles.
Nope.
This just seems like it's going to be Dante Culpepper or Jay Feely again.
I don't really want Jay Feely being a quarterback. He's kicking
it. Oh, not Jay Feely. Who am I?
You're thinking of AJ Feely.
AJ Feely. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
AJ Feely.
Dude that plays the piano.
By the way.
They traded a second round pick for him.
Oh, here we go. Is
this a one and done with the kicker on the sideline thing?
No, they did it last year. They brought him back.
No,
I'm saying after he's done with this, and it will be quick. Oh, this never happened in the game, right?
Jay Feely has been sticking around. I think he's been sneaky having that job now for 5 years.
Yeah, he's had, and now he's made his way into the booth as an analyst on some games.
Oh my God, is that not?
Remember when he thought a field goal was good and it was like nowhere near good?
Right, correct.
Like, aren't there ramifications for those types of mistakes?
No, nope. Somebody says it happened with Bledsoe and Brady, but I don't like.
No,
Beast,
no,
do you
that
consider
wasn't
Bledsoe,
it. No, like, no, no.
I'm talking about legend. Do you consider Bledsoe a Patriots legend?
He's not a Patriots legend, but he was really above average.
But is he revered? Like, I'm talking about dudes who are revered. Like,
at the time before
Brett Favre, Joe Montana, Dan Marino.
Drew Bledsoe.
Peyton Manning.
Before he got hurt and before Brady came on the scene was as revered any quarterback the Patriots had had. Because up until that point, it was Steve Grogan and nobody else.
Here's why it's different. It's different not because of what Drew Bledsoe was, but because of what Tom Brady was early in his career.
Okay, he was so massive that he dwarfs any good that Bledsoe did, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that nobody thought that Tom Brady was going to be this. Whereas when you go through all the other scenarios, they were first-round picks or were traded for. You see?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers was a first-round pick. Steve Young, they traded for Steve Young. Where else? Is that it? No, there's one more, where the quarterback that replaced the guy was, highly touted.
What about Indianapolis?
Two first round picks. That never happens. But that's kind of how that happens. So that's the guy that was waiting in the weeds. It wasn't the guy that you're taking a flyer on.
Who replaced Bernie in Cleveland?
Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, is that's not close?
That's not the same.
Neither one of them are Hall of Famers. Yeah. All we're talking about is a Hall of Famers.
Actually, you look at Vinny's numbers and it's actually surprising, but that's because he played forever.
Compiling. He played for 765 years.
Oh, man.
He
played forever.
He was a compiler.
You just called him Pro Brad Kaya?
Yes.
No. Yeah. He could throw. Ooh. He could throw.
There's some damn interceptions in that damn Fiesta Bowl.
Let me tell you, I got a couple of Kris Kringles, too. My ribs are still crooked.
We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. Opening event, $500,000 guaranteed. January 10th through the 14th, $360 buy-in. We got the $1 million guaranteed championship coming up next week, which is fun for everybody. And everybody just got out of recess. They're going back to the tables, Leroy.
It's been
busy and bustling here today.
Yep.
People are coming in from the cold. It was very brisk today.
I would assume the starting times are 11 and 6.
I felt like my takes had to be extra hot today to warm us up.
You don't have hot takes.
Minus one.
Just when somebody, blasts you, you just kind of weasel your way out of the box.
Heck no. Minus one.
No. I'm not a weasel. Now you know who is a weasel. Adam Gase.
Oh.
And I can't wait. I can't wait for that first press conference. I mean, seriously. Try that nonsense in New York. I can't wait. I mean, it's going to be tremendous. He's going to be so miserable. Oh, I can't wait. I mean, he's going to be when they ask him about some questionable play call, to see him just burst red in that ugly ass Jets green. Which it's just a horrible fan base. They can't even. They need to spell out their team name. What are we talking about here? What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Why they need to spell out their team's name?
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. What is that?
It's only four letters, and the chant needs to be long, so they spell it out.
Or you could not have a fireman lead your chant.
Does he still do it anymore? Yeah, I mean, he only goes to an occasional game now. He retired.
Some say retired. I say quit on your team.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bad fan. He's a bad fan.
I mean, the
butt fumble was his last straw. Like
I think that was it. Yeah, you're right. This tweet just out from Barry Jackson. Not sure where UM offensive coordinator search ends. Manny Diaz has made it clear to his staff he does not want the information getting out, but he has turned over every stone exploring Clemson's Scott, North Texas's Graham Harrell, Fedora, Applewhite, and a bunch of others.
Barry Jackson has to be so frustrated with this. He's like, Manny Diaz, are you serious, man? You can't come up. By the way, look, I like this Manny Diaz.
Don't.
Listen, Leroy, did you see this quote?
I kind of saw it.
Manny Diaz had a doozy. He suggested that Miami's poor recruiting in South Florida had to do with what he calls the Kevin Durant effect. Hold on.
Basically saying that people only wanted to play for winners.
Don't.
Of course.
Don't misconstrue what he said. That's Kevin Durant.
That's basically what he said.
No.
Read the quote.
Quote. Look, the world has changed, and I'm going to blame the NBA. Once Kevin Durant went to the Warriors after they were up 3-1 when he was at Oklahoma City, kids want to go to where the winning is. So that's hard because you have to create winning to get them to come where the winning is. So there's a natural tendency to be drawn at places that are currently on top, which is fair.
Isn't that what I said?
Hey.
No, because you missed the part where he blamed Kevin Durant wanting to win, which is every athlete wanting to win in the history of sports.
That's why, and I'm going to just throw this out there, Alabama always has one of the highest recruiting classes because they win the national championship.
Yeah, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but Alabama's kind of been good since before Kevin Durant got to the Warriors. Yeah.
Also may or may not be.
No. And I'm going to just put this out there because I've said this before. And I've asked this of you, Beast.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What does the University of Miami have to offer? Because you're not winning, and kids want to win. So if you're recruiting, and everybody's making a big deal about not getting certain players and not getting players to come here, answer the question, what do you have to offer? Because you're not winning like all these other programs.
South Beach.
I'll wait.
Hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's how you're going to get them?
I mean, it's worked before.
So,
seemed like it worked for Kosi. He had to document the event.
I still love the rumor that, never mind, I don't want to go with that. But
So you understand what I'm saying? Okay? He is 100% correct.
No, he's not. He's not 100%.
It's not
correct.
Kevin Durant's fault.
Okay, well, that's what he said.
Kids want to go to where the winning is.
I don't want to disagree with his fluff that he put around it.
No.
I want him to squarely be held accountable for blaming Miami's recruiting on Kevin Durant.
No, blame it on them not winning.
Blame it on the rain.
Blame it on them not winning.
You know, a couple of us have to make picks.
What do you got?
So I have tonight, I've got the Spurs and the Thunder.
Where is that game?
It's at San Antonio.
It's at San Antonio. I believe we're at 1.5.
Oklahoma City's a favorite on the road.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's a favorite on the road. Now, listen, they are really good record-wise, but against the spread lately, they've been a little so-so. They're 5-5 in the last 10. The Spurs have actually been playing okay basketball. I'm going to take the home team, San Antonio.
Okay.
Who else is a pick?
I have tonight the Celtics at the Heat. Boston is a 2.5-point favorite in the Heat's house.
We know where
they're
gonna going.
They're going to get drubbed. I take the Heat. Brad Stevens is overrated. He's a bridesmaid. He's never won anything in his life. He sits there with that stupid look on his face with his arms crossed. He huffs and he puffs.
What does that have to do with the basketball being played?
You're right. He should be more engaged, and he acts like he's holier than thou being God. There. Like, sorry, Brad. Sorry we're interrupting you by having all the basketball
there. They're in a back-to-back.
I would like somebody, just one person that you've thrown shade at over the years to sit across from you and do an interview with you.
Why?
What are you talking about? I do it every day.
No, not you.
And what do you think I'm going to do? Not hold them accountable?
Yeah, I think you're going to completely back down and be softy.
I can imagine the first question. Mr. Stevens, why are you so overrated?
Excuse me, Brad Stevens. Do you dream about what it's like to hold a trophy because you've never done it?
You would not ask that. If he was sitting right here, you would not ask that question.
I would.
No, you would
not. I would. What do you think? What's he going to do? Fight me? What do you think? You think I care about the opinion of the Boston Celtics coach? No,
you should.
I do not. I don't.
Well, you probably have to keep it close because you got those little short arms.
He's a product of marketing. I only wish my arms.
Product
could be as
of marketing.
Yeah, I could only wish my arms were as long as Brad Stevens to do that stupid arms cross pose. Like my yacht just got scratched. God, he's just infuriating to watch. I don't like his face. I don't like his act. It's played out. Nobody's ever given Spoelstra this half of this respect.
Wait, who do you dislike more because of their look, Brad Stevens or Frank Hull?
Or Adam Gase?
I mean, you got the playoff battles with Frank Hull. But the thing with Frank Hull is, I wish I didn't have Magic Frank Hull, because Frank Vogel just became such a shell of himself in Orlando with that divorcee beard. He just looked like life beat him down. The Orlando Magic ruined his life. And so I kind of feel bad for him. And this Brad and Frank Vogel, he was kind of like your little brother, you know? I miss Frank Cole, to be honest with you. Like, he was just so cute. He'd call the Heat floppers, and he'd be like, oh, Frank, that's just you trying to rile everybody up with your Roy Hibbert nonsense.
Where does Gase fit on that list?
Gase?
Beady-eyed Adam Gase.
He's up there. I would say Gase is top five. He's top five.
Tibbs?
He's top five in the Petty rankings.
Tibbs?
Oh, that's only three. You got Vogel.
Oh,
you got Tibbs.
Honestly, the guy I hate from Indiana more than anybody is that crackpot Mark Boyle, the Pacers announcer.
That's our boss's friend.
Boss, he's a real hack.
What about the guy that they've resulted to thuggery?
Oh, Steve Holman?
Yeah,
Steve Holman's the lowest of low. I don't like him either.
We can work our way across the country.
Yeah, you can pick an NBA team. I got somebody. Jokic? I'm on Jokic with his trash shots now.
Okay,
who
don't you like in Sacramento?
I don't like this Dave Yeager. This Dave Yeager, he is flirting with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you don't want to know something? He's the only coach I've ever seen flirt with free agency. It's crazy. Like, he's already done this with the Memphis Grizzlies. He scorned them for Sacramento and then went there. He ended up getting Fizdale fired because Fizdale took the Grizzly job. He got ousted by Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol was perfectly happy with Dave Yeager. But now Dave Yeager is flirting because he's from Minnesota at the Timberwolves job. Dave Yeager, why don't you be happy? You finally got the Sacramento Kings to respectability. What's your problem?
You also got the Fox.
I don't have any qualms with De'Aaron Fox.
But he does hit the 2-game winners against the Heat last year.
You know, you got to respect it. It's not like that garbage floater that Jokic hit.
It was a nice shot.
You have literally worked your way across the country.
By the way, Texter, saying he won at Butler. When you say won, you mean he came in second place?
Well, for Butler, that's pretty damn good.
He got to the finals. Didn't win.
Twice.
Didn't win.
Twice.
He got to cut down a runner's up
Butler
net.
With Butler.
A runner's up net.
Butler.
Not a winner's net.
Butler.
It's an I.
Butler.
This is this day and age of I-9. Everybody gets a trophy. Brad Stevens gets a trophy for coming in second place.
Butler.
Come on. Get out of here.
Such a hater. Tomorrow we make our way around the NFL as Tobin tells you who he hates on every NFL team.
Who do you want to start with? Because I got to research.
Nah, just all.
Off the top of your head, you can find somebody.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. You can't just throw out a team and I'm going to have somebody. That's not how I act.
Yeah, sure you can. I think you're that good when it comes to the hate and the petty.
Jets.
Gase.
I mean,
he's the worst of the worst.
Leroy, come on. That was too easy.
Getting him warmed up.
That was too easy.
Buffalo. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye.